brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
That's now a fact. They got rid of Sanford and Son.
Yeah, well.
So we're back on top.
You're a drunken lush.
It hurts me. It hurts me they got rid of Sanford and Son.
That's what
Fred Hogan's
says.
Heroes on now?
No, that's gone the way of the wind as well.
Yeah.
Oh, look, definitely got the best thing on them.
Yeah.
For the reboot.
Although next month I hear Three's Company's coming back, so.
Oh, good Lord. That's all we need. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Well, I will be suffering down here in the basement today, but thank you for that.
And Made Man Maury.
I appreciate the fact that you made it a little cooler today in the basement, because for the first time in as long as I can remember, Brent is wearing something that resembles pants.
It's made out of crepe paper.
Yeah.
That's not pants. It's,
at least I don't have to look at him.
It's those quick release ones that the strippers wear.
Yeah.
There. Lord. So I love that you've made it cool and damp today. Thank you.
Fall is in the air.
Good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. And Brent, I appreciate you dressed for speed today. That was good.
And good old boy, Harmy.
Thanks, Bob. I forget where I am, but there's a chill in the air. It's crisp and... The leaves are changing colors from dark green to lighter green.
You're blending in. I can hardly see you among the leaves.
We're in Florida, okay? Yeah. So it went from 90 to 88. That's how fall hits. The only change of colors you get here is the license plates when the tourists come in. So, today is a good day because today is our fall release show number 2. Fall release shows are the big ones that we always look forward to every year, where you're getting all the fall releases from all of our favorite distilleries. So,
the size of that iguana out there. We are definitely in Florida. That's the size of an alligator, man. What's going on here?
Why, you want him? I'll go get him for you.
Is that your pet?
It's good eating.
Yeah, well, they're good eating. Yeah.
Chicken in the backyard.
Yeah.
You put them on the smoker, right?
Chicken in the trees. That's what they call them. All right, so today we have, from Luxco, we have the Blood Oath Pack number 7. From the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, we have Thomas H. Handy Straight Rye. We have the Sazerac 18-Year Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey, the Eagle Rare 17-Year-Old Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, and the William LaRue Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
What, no George T. Stagg?
Not this year.
There will be none of that.
And from Four Roses, we have the Four Roses 2021 Limited Edition Small Batch. And last but not least, from Heaven Hill, we have the Heaven Hill Parker's Collection. It's the Heavy Char Wheat. So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our Sips ratings.
Well, thank you very much. Unfortunately, Justin is looking for his lost shaker of salt. You have to settle for Robin Leach. Of the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Sounds like Robin Leach after oral surgery.
Because if you're going to have this lineup today, you're going to be visiting Robin. So, one sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Stop.
You know who he sounds like? You ever watch the IT Crowd? On BBC.
Love that, T-Crack.
Yeah. Sounds like Richmond. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely sounds like Richmond.
Well, you need to get some more sound effects. Oh. Some Richmond sound effects. We need some. I'm surprised you didn't boo me when I said George T. Stagg.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
That was better. That was better than the first one?
No, it wasn't.
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
He sounds like the little ghost on the Booberry commercial.
Justin, don't do this one. Bob, you do it. Let's see you do Robin Leach. Just turn it around on him, Justin. Come on.
This is Robin Leach, and we're talking about the lifestyles of the poor and nameless. 4 sips. Let's keep this a secret to ourselves. Pour me another. Champagne wishes and Traviar dreams.
That was very good. 5 sips. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
That's Boris Karloff.
It did go into Boris Karloff.
Yeah. That's definitely Boris Karloff.
I had my daughter watch.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah. Goodbye, everyone. All Justin's right. Back. He found his shaker of salt.
Oh, dear God. So let's get started so we can get as far away from that as we possibly can. So we're going to have Brent tell us about our first whiskey of the day. So take it away.
Thanks, Bob. The first whiskey is the Blood Oath Pact 7. It's 49.3% ABV or 98.6 proof. So the Blood Oath series of whiskeys is limited release bourbon from the folks at Luxco. First released in 2015, a new release or pact is released each year. Each release of Blood Oath is the creation of John Remp, head distiller at Luxco Distillery and director of corporate research and development at Luxco. And each release is different, a unique combination of whiskeys. This year's release is a combination of 3 Kentucky straight bourbon whiskeys, a 14-year rye bourbon, an 8-year rye bourbon, and an 8-year rye bourbon finished in Sauterne casks.
What do they mean by rye bourbon?
As opposed to high rye. So you have high rye
as opposed
and
to
low
weeded.
Rye. Yeah. And,
I've never heard that expression.
Yeah, before. It's an odd expression.
As opposed to weeded.
Them marketing people. Yeah, if you don't say it's a weeder, I assume it's rye.
But, yeah, but I think what they're referring to is a high rye mash bill, not just a standard rye mash bill of, 10-15%.
I'm interested about the Sauterne cask.
Never assume.
Yeah.
Assume.
So the color, we got a nice copper, deep copper color. This right away on this one, on the nose, the floral nose just overwhelms me. And once you get past that, you get a little bit of honey, get some peaches on it. On the palate right away, you get the peaches on the palate. You get some caramel, get some honey, and you get some oak, some of those oak tannins that come through. It's beautiful. The finish, just the finish lasts. The peaches and honey really come through on the finish as well. It's just a very enjoyable. You could sit here and sip this one all night long, but it's an expensive one to sip all night.
For the rich and famous. I think you guys poured the wrong whiskey in my glass. I didn't taste any of that.
You didn't get any of that?
No. Yeah, Maury, did you get that?
It was a flight of fantasy.
Yeah. I have no idea what's going on with this whiskey. I mean, I was expecting the Sauterne cast to give it a little more.
You don't get any hit any
Sauterne. There's no Sauterne at all, right?
Right.
There's nothing
none.
Here. And even the color's weird because so reddish. And with a Sauterne cask, I was expecting to be a little lighter.
Yeah, blonder, I agree.
Yeah, and I'm going to try with some water. Maybe it needs some water.
What do you
nice
think, Justin?
And beautifully oily.
Well, I thought it's only one component is in the Sauterne cask.
Yeah, it's true.
So
on the nose, I got like azaleas, sunflowers, some cinnamon, a little bit of vanilla. After air, I'm getting a lot of oak. I got the honey and peaches like Brent did a half hour ago when we started tasting these, but now I'm getting heavy oak, maybe a little bit of honey.
Azalea is a good call, but I did not get any azaleas till I put the water in. And Brent, you picked that floral note up right away.
Immediately. Immediately. It was overpowering.
You're like a freaking bloodhound, Brent. What's going on here? This is crazy.
No, it was floral right away. I couldn't have called it what flower, but it was definitely floral. Right.
I lived in New Orleans for a long time, and azaleas, magnolias, gardenias, they're all there. So this is definitely, and you have to learn the flowers to pick up the chicks. But that's what I was told. I don't know. Maybe not.
Never worked for you.
Never worked for me.
Maybe I was given the wrong advice.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
But yeah, he says he's right, azaleas. And then the peaches, I'm still not getting them.
No, I never got them.
Maybe it's another stone fruit. Maybe. I don't know. But the water did help this one. And it's just a few drops.
A little air and water
durian,
for sure.
Maybe.
Oh, stop. Durian?
A little bit.
The worst fruit in the world?
It's not always bad. The depends on how you prepare fruit, it.
They literally will not let you eat it on public transport, and they'll kick you out of taxi.
I know. I love that. But I had a durian pastry in Houston. It was great.
I know they had durians in America.
We do have durians in America. I've had durian here.
It was in an Asian bakery. It was great.
Yeah. I maybe it's not. They're selling you fake durians.
Bob, perhaps. Bob, what do you think?
I think it's really nice. I think it's one of the better ones they've done.
It's really improving with the water in the air.
I think it's been their stuff's been a step up with every release. Yeah. Each pack has just generally gotten better. I think we did a show where we compared about five of them, and my recollection was the latest of them seemed to be the best, and this one really is no exception.
Was it last year that they had the red wine cask?
I'll have to look.
I think that was my favorite.
We did numbers 2 through 6 on one show. So, and again, I think it's one of the better ones they've done. It's got a really nice nose to it. I get honeysuckle off of it, but
I also
get a little bit of leather.
He's closer with azalea.
I get a little bit of leather on the nose. I got a little bit of oak.
Well, if you take the ball gag out, the yolk and the leather on the nose.
I'm beginning to wonder who might have it in. The guy who can't get the words out? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Sorry, cracked myself up with whiskey in my mouth, almost inhaled that.
No, it's got a lovely palate. I get a lot of the caramel on it. I get apricots and I get honey on it and I get the caramel, and there's definitely a nice backbone of oak there.
I think the oak is a little bit too overpowering for me.
The oak is the first thing on the palate that you notice right away. So,
I mean, you're getting a little bit of sweetness from the Sauternes maybe, but they didn't overdo it. And again, that's what I prefer. I don't want to taste Sauternes in my whiskey. I want to taste whiskey that's just elevated by it.
I don't know. I really like that Jefferson Sauternes cask they came out with a couple years ago. That was bright.
Yeah. Glenmo's got a nice Sauternes finish as well.
Oh, that goes without saying, but we weren't talking about scotch today because you guys made me come to a bourbon show.
Oh, all right. Excuse me.
Well, we'll be back.
That won't happen again.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing the Blood Oath Pack number 7. We are going to be rating the Blood Oath Pack number 7. A well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Looking forward to next year. So let's go on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Thank you, Bob. Our next whiskey is the Thomas H. Handy Straight Rye Whiskey, 64.75% ABV or 129.5 proof. Last year's release earned a double gold medal at the San Francisco World Spirits Championship. This year's Handy was distilled in the spring of 2015, aged in warehouses I, L, O, and K on the 5th, 6th, and 7th floors. 31% was lost to evaporation or the angels, and the overall age was 6 years and 4 months, although there is no age statement on the label. This is a perennial favorite of just about all of us, and this year's does not disappoint. The color is a deep copper, almost mahogany. The nose is really interesting. Cinnamon, baking spice, even a hint of flour and pepper on the palate. It's just luscious. It's viscous. It's mouth coating. You've got all the traditional notes of toffee and maple and burnt sugar. And then it's got a beautiful finish that just goes on and on. Again, a perennial favorite. It never seems to disappoint. I know Harm's going to say we like it because it's high proof, but you there's are no proof question found. That the high proof equals amped up flavors. And this one is no exception. It doesn't disappoint. I think it's fantastic.
I didn't put a drop of water in this one, Maury.
No, it didn't need any water. Oh. Absolutely. And that's the point, is despite the fact that the proof is so high, it's just flavor turned up to 11. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, the one thing I thought about this is probably the most floral handy that I've
had.
In
a while, yes.
Yes, this one is. But, you know, you still get all that, you still get that burnt sugar and that
the air, the sweetness sort of came out with some of the air.
Right, and the cloves and the pepper, and it's just what you're really looking for in a nice rye.
You know, one thing you guys didn't mention is orange peel, and that's coming out now.
Orange peel comes out after it's sat for a while.
It comes out really, really late.
Yes. You know, but
and I've still got some in my glass. I'm gonna put water in it while you guys do this.
Oh, well, that's sacrilegious.
That's the nice thing about having a high proof bourbon is that you're allowed to do this. You know, you're allowed to bring it down to what you want with it. Yeah, I thought he put too much water.
He washed it out. Yeah.
any water in there at all was too much. Just about.
Yeah.
I walked in the room and whispered the word water. Okay.
Okay, that's enough out of you, Justin.
So. I got a nice clove note on the nose, and this palate was fire. Hot peppers, and
when you say fire, you mean the colloquial, you know, modern means good,
not like the hipster fire, but like actual spicy fire.
Oh, and you mean actual.
Like a
smell the empty glass.
It's like a
cinnamon red hot without the cinnamon flavor. That burn.
Okay.
But none of the cinnamon taste.
Hmm.
And you the finish me. Was pretty long for a 6-year rye. And I got like this faint MGP mint note on it. And I know it's not an MGP product, but it really reminded me of like a good MGP.
I don't get the mint rye, and like I a 95.5.
Yeah, mint. I didn't get that.
And you're absolutely right. It doesn't taste like six years.
At no.
All. Smell this.
The empty glass?
Yeah.
Yours is already empty. Clove. I'm just nursing
clove.
Mine, man.
All you get is clove.
You're right.
It just clove
It's clove and a hint of star anise.
Yeah, really amped up.
Yep.
And the crazy thing is this was the one for, there was a brief period where you couldn't find a handy or you couldn't find a Weller or a stag, but you might luck into and find a handy.
It was, they were laying around collecting dust.
It was out of the five, it was the one that people like poo-pooed.
Most people don't appreciate rye.
It's the second best one of the whole series.
I remember actually picking them up off the shelf, you know, at a local store. Just walked in and they're there. Oh, I'll take one of those, shall I? Yeah, it's always great. Every year. I mean, you can't believe that in, you know, 6-ish years they can get a rye of this quality.
Even after the water, this is still a spice bomb.
Everybody loves rye. That's why.
This is still a spice bomb. It's big.
You like it or you don't.
It never ceases to amaze me how good the handy is.
But it shows you that you don't need age. You can't drink age.
Age is only a number.
And handy is never particularly old, but they do an amazing job for such a young whiskey.
Now, are these warehouse shelves high or low?
They're high.
Floors high?
They're only 5 or 6 or 7 stories tall. So these are on the top 3 floors.
Okay. So that's why I'm getting the massive heat.
Yeah.
It's almost got a creamsicle on the nose.
I think you're smoking crack again. You and Brent sometime.
No,
I
don't know where these come.
Hot summers will drive this right into the wood. Absolutely give you a lot of that. Flavor and heat.
Well, creamsicle.
Yeah.
I can't get the spice on the tip of the nose. I mean, I told you there was a little hint of orange coming out later.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think it's orange.
I think you're right. Spice bomb's a nice description, Harm.
But it's a beautiful whiskey. I want more.
Yeah, it's incredibly well made.
I want more.
Well, this is all you get, and be happy.
Bigger sample next year, we hope.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
We got a rating, sir?
Well, we're going to be rating the Thomas H. Handy Straight Rye Whiskey for the 2021 BTAC release. Well deserved. 5 sips. Yeah. So moving on to our next release, we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thank you, Bob. This is the Sazerac 18-year-old Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey, 45% ABV or 90 proof for the mathematically challenged. The barrels for this release were filled up in the spring of 2003, and it rested on the second and fourth floors of warehouses K&P. 69%, woohoo, great number. Where's my sound effects? lost to evaporation. 18 years and 6 months old.
That's a lot of angel share.
Well, you know, 69 with the angels. Still no.
You're a complete bastard. We all hate you.
Is nobody else 13 in the room? What's going on?
Well, that was really horrible.
No, oh, you're always complaining.
Yeah. So, Bob, is your wife a goer? Does she go? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
She might go right upside your head. Yeah.
Anyway.
You got to tell us about this one or
yes,
not?
Yes, I will. The color is a beautiful amber. The nose, when it first was poured, was stunning. It's subdued a little bit now. So it was. I got beautiful flowers, white flowers, apples, a little bit of white pepper. And now it's gone more towards a little bit of vanilla and caramel in there as well. And citrus is coming out on the nose. But not as much spice. This is not the spice bomb, that handy one.
No, it's much more floral and delicate.
So gorgeous.
Much more delicate and feminine.
Maybe that's why I like it. I like a little feminine thing in my mouth every now and then.
Mm. TMI alert.
Keep going there.
This is a family show,
sir. It's a family show. And what disappoints me, though, is what it still didn't get better. I just put this in my mouth again, and it's light. It's the weight, it's like ethereal almost. It doesn't match up to what the handy was, and it doesn't match up to Sazerac and previous.
I agree with you. It's very light on the palate. It sort of dances across.
It's not watery. It's just a little light.
Light, a little thin. Mm-hmm. It does open up with air and have some layers of complexity, but you got to dig for it. It doesn't hit you over the head.
I'm still getting the great flavors, though. That's the good thing. If you let it sit in your mouth before you swallow.
You really got to let it sit, though. Mm-hmm. Air's helped.
Herbal notes. Sit. There's definitely anise. A little bit of sweet dark fruit. And the finish is medium long. It's great, but it's not the best Sazerac I've had. It's not the best Sazerac 18.
It's improved in the glass. When I first poured it, I was really disappointed. But really? I think it's really blossomed, and it's nice. But I agree with you. It's not the best ever.
I expected so much from that nose. Because you disagreed with me at the beginning, too, because you didn't get the nose. But when I first smelled this, I was stunned at how good it was. And it kind of let me down on the palate.
I thought the nose was just different. You know, it's just a little unusual.
Yeah, on the nose, I thought it was like I was walking in an apple orchard in blossom, you know. That's what I thought about it for the
nose. And I don't expect that from rye like this.
And things, exactly. And then it's very subtle on the palate. Everything is, and I think, you know, the 90 proof, you know, maybe this one, maybe they kicked it down a little too much. Maybe, maybe 100 proof would have been better for this, I think. You know, it's hard to say, but
if you close your eyes, this doesn't really meet the profile of a rye. There's really very little that tells you in the glass that this is a rye. It's a really unique whiskey.
No, I like floral rye. It's still rye to me. It's just not after the handy that's just over the top.
Like completely the handy is opposite end of the spectrum. It's like from the handy.
It's like a rye, and they'd like painted it with bold lines. You know, so they just took that canvas and said, "We're going to make this extra bright on the spicy side. We're going to use extra red for there." And the Sazerac is a watercolor. You know, it's muted. It's subtle. Whereas this one is, you know.
Well, it usually is a little more subtle than the handy. Every year it is.
Every year it is, yeah. You know? Every year it is.
And obviously, we're splitting hairs here, because if any of us came across one of these on the shelf, even remotely close to retail, we wouldn't hesitate to snap that thing up.
Or do like me and buy it in a bar by the ounce and, you know, hide the receipt from my wife.
Exactly, yeah. You know? So, it's like we're splitting hairs on, you know, on a diamond here. It's like, it's still really good whiskey.
It's still really good whiskey.
You know, but what'd you think, Justin?
I think it's definitely nuanced, not a sledgehammer, and it wasn't meant to be. And it transcends both the bourbon and the rye category. It's almost like a subtle Speyside scotch, and it's mouthfeel. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
That's, you know, we got the most words out of him tonight than we've ever got.
Trying to figure out where that one's going.
I think he was trying to say, if it's brown, drink it down.
Yeah. Okay, then. Tastes like scotch. Anyway.
Give me a review. No. Give me a rating, man.
It's absolutely lovely. Rating. I can't say enough about it. I really liked it. I've had better years. I've had worse years, but
even
all in
the
all,
empty glass still smells of those light spices. It's quite good.
All in all, a really well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So let's move on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So now we're going to talk about Eagle Rare 17 Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 50.5 alcohol by volume, or 101 proof. This year's release was distilled in the spring of 2003 and aged on the first, second, third, and fifth floors of the warehouses C, Q, K, and M, and 73% of this spirit was lost to the angels.
And it's a lot.
Well, it is a lot.
And it's not as cool as 69.
18 years and 6 months old.
Can I ask you, what happened on the fourth floor of those warehouses?
It wasn't appropriate for this product.
Yeah.
That's why they skipped it.
What are you, insane? You can't put it on the fourth floor?
Fourth floor whiskey. Jesus Eagle Rare? Come on.
Holy cow. You're going to get us thrown off the air.
I just want to know what's going on the fourth floor.
Oh, they, there's a grow.
That's where the
there.
Parties
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Well, we already know his elevator doesn't go up to four.
That's where they keep that's where they keep the leather and the ball gags.
Yeah.
So this had a copper color, and on the nose, I got cherries, cream, and like sandalwood. On the palate, it was like a light Ethiopian coffee, caramel. And it was herbal when I tried it 40 minutes ago. And the herbal notes are now completely gone.
I never got them at all.
I agree with Harm.
You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, I agree with Harm. The
finish is, it's pleasant, but it's short for something that's 18 years old. It like starts out strong in the mid palate and just fades away fast. What did you think?
I agree with you completely. I was a little disappointed by the finish not being as long as I've expected. I agree with you. The palate had a lot of nice notes of caramel and coffee. I didn't see the herbal notes that you had seen. And I think you were spot on with both the color and the nose. A beautiful whiskey, extremely well made. You would never pour it out. And I think it's a perennial favorite. It's delicious.
I opened Eagle Rare.
If you poured
Rare.
It out, I'd kick your butt in the street.
I opened Eagle Rare 17 for my wedding, and that Harm, doesn't disappoint, man.
Harm, we're talking about current events. We're not talking about ancient history.
It's only 10 years ago. Was it 10
like
years?
Like I said, 10
we're talking
years.
About, we're talking about happy events.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I was happy. My wife, we don't show her the pictures. We don't,
no,
you know,
I wouldn't either.
Can't she's still crying. Anymore.
She's still crying.
What do you think, Brent?
There were tears of joy to the guests.
When I had this on the nose, it was very promising nose. I love the cherries and the vanilla and the vanilla cream on it and stuff, and really, really promising. And then when on the palate, I was a little bit let down because I thought the oak tannins kind of overpowered most of the other notes at first. And with this one here, I think I would have preferred, and I guess it's because of the age, but after letting it sit a little while and you let it rest, all those other flavors really come through, you know, the vanilla and the caramel, the little bit of pepper. I didn't get those herbs on it at all, but
I think you're right, Brent. I think it's been cooped up in the woods so long for 18 plus years. For me, it needed some time with the air. Some of those strong tannins kind of mellowed and blew off a little bit. And it really, a lot of these undertones came through. But straight out of the bottle, you're right. It was a little woody.
Tannins don't generally blow off. They're
no, but they the seem to have just mellowed. I agree with you.
I can't remember the name of the chemical that's giving that note that smells that we associate with the smell. Tannins aren't a smell. It's more of a mouthfeel. But
no, I agree with you.
The oaky note. I can't remember the name. I'm splitting hairs for no reason. But I wasn't as disappointed as you guys. Maybe it's just nostalgia because this was one of my wedding bourbons. You know. But I always love Eagle Rare, and I will never stop loving Eagle Rare.
This is one of my favorites usually, but this year I've had better years than this.
Last year was amazing.
Last year's was over the top, stunning.
I would agree. This is not as up to
We're not comparing it to last year. We're still judging by itself.
But it's a beautiful whiskey.
You got anything to say, Bob? Anything?
Well, I liked it a lot. I thought it was well made. It is definitely a little bit heavy on the oak, but you're going to get that, you know, with something that's been in for that long.
Did anyone put water in it?
I did not.
I definitely get that creamy vanilla on the nose. You definitely get the oak. And on the palate, I got caramel. I think you're right on with the coffee. I was thinking not Ethiopian. I was thinking Kenyan AA, but
okay.
That lighter, light roast African style coffee.
Freaking coffee geeks.
It's got some really nice pepper to it. Yeah, I think it's a well done whiskey without a doubt.
Let me tell you, I don't drink coffee, but if you put a little bit of water, it tastes like wonderful chai. Yes, not really.
You can hear his mother's shame when he talks like that, right? Every time he does that, his mother just buries her head in her hands, like, "Oh, I raised this idiot. Right. Dear God, help me."
It's too late for you now, Mom. It's too late.
Yeah, it's way, 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 way too late. It's what can I tell you? We're going to be rating the Eagle Rare 17-year Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. A well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Do we have time to do the next one, Bob?
Well, before we go on to the next one, we're going to talk about the elephant in the room and the fact that we only have 4 from the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection this year. So in our box, we got our 4 samples, and there was this next to it.
They can't see that, Bob. It's a radio
George
show.
T. Stagg leather coaster with a note, you know, hey, sorry about this year, but, you know, hopes for next year. So I think they made absolutely the right call. If what they had was not ready, I wouldn't delete the product. Standards.
Why mess it up?
Yeah.
Right. Why put it out if you're going to be disappointed with it?
And it took guts to do it, too.
Right. If you're the master distiller and you're not happy with something, I mean, that's a good call.
Yeah.
So many companies would have just thrown something in a bottle, but not Buffalo Trace. Yeah. So well done.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished discussing this year's release of the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection Eagle Rare 17. Gave it a well-deserved 4 sips. So we're moving on to our last expression from the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection this year, and that's the William Woodrow Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. This year's release is coming in at 67.25%. It's 134.5 proof.
Ooh, that's a nice high one.
Yeah.
It's the hottest one of the day.
Yeah.
So last year,
it did not drink like that hot at all.
No.
So smooth.
It never does. So last year, the William Woodrow Weller received an extraordinary ultimate recommendation from the Ultimate Spirits Challenge. This year's release was distilled in the winter of 2009 and aged in warehouses K, L, D, Q, and C on the first, second, and third floors. Once again, no fourth.
No fourth floor.
That's where they keep the bog eggs.
Yeah, that's where they hide stuff. 64% was lost to the Angels out of the cast that they pulled, and they were 12 years and 6 months. It's got an absolutely beautiful color, almost a reddish copper. On the nose, it's pastry cream and vanilla and just a little bit of brown sugar and just a hint of graham cracker. And on the palate, hold on. On the palate, I get toasted graham crackers. I get a Dutch processed cocoa, a little bit of oak, a little bit of dark fruit, dark cherries, dark plums, and a finish that just goes on and on and on and on.
I don't think you know what a graham cracker smells like, but I'll give you some sort of Dutch cookie.
Absolutely beautiful. What'd you think, Brent?
Okay. This is what you almost call perfection in a bottle here. This is nice.
What do you mean almost?
Yeah.
What's imperfect about it?
I don't know what's imperfect about it.
We didn't get a 750.
I didn't get a full bottle. You know,
Thank you to the folks at Buffalo Trace for sending us the samples this year and every year, and we greatly appreciate it.
I don't know if anybody got it, but I got orange. I got orange vanilla and creme brulee on the nose.
Yeah, I didn't get orange. I got like some yellow fruit.
I got the creme brulee.
Yeah.
Definitely creme brulee, but it's more like a red and yellow fruits on the nose.
And things. You know, on the palate, it's the cherries, the vanillas, the, you know, you said the graham crackers. I don't know about.
No, I mean, it's not a graham cracker.
I don't get a graham cracker.
It's hard to describe what it is exactly, but it's something in that range of that.
Some cookie with a lot of butter.
Right.
Toaster pastry?
A butter cookie, like a butter cookie maybe Pop-Tart? Or something. Right. And it's, but when you put this in your mouth and you let it coat your mouth and you just let it sit there and just drizzle to the back of your throat. Let it go down.
So you're watering it down with saliva, Brent.
Oh, my God. This is just...
I'm getting strangely excited as he talks.
It's a little bit of heaven right there, you know? I mean, there's not a lot of bourbons that can do this for you, and this is one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm happy about it.
Yeah. Well, if you're not happy with this, then you're awful damn hard to please.
Yeah.
Okay, while Bob was talking, I actually put some water in it, and it stood up well.
Heathen.
You can do the water. Stop it. You can do the water. Heathen. On
I got to tell you, though.
If you're afraid of 134 proof, which most people rightly should be, most people can't drink
high
proof.
That's perfect. I like people that are afraid of that because then they leave it alone and they leave more for us.
A little bit of water does not hurt this whiskey, and it elongates the flavor. It did not flatten anything out. Just elongated the flavor.
And the finish on it just does not stop.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if adding water elongated, never mind.
Well, it's the moisture.
Yeah, doesn't help.
It's the moisture elongated.
I've taken a shower for an hour and nothing changed.
Wrong moisture.
What'd you think, Justin?
I got a long note of blood orange, a little bit of Walker's shortbread, and then beautiful oak.
Okay, Walker's shortbread, I'll give you, not graham crackers. Why are you right twice today? What's going on?
Even a clock's right twice a day.
You got Azaleas and Walker's shortbread.
You know, he's partly right, but there's definitely some graham notes. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting whiskey. It's really a beautiful whiskey.
Maybe s'mores didn't figure in as heavily in my childhood as they did in yours or something.
You had a childhood?
No. I worked in the salt mines.
I was going to say, I know your mother. Yeah. there's certainly no childhood there.
He was the chaiwal in his house.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anybody else have anything to wax poetic on this one?
I don't really have much to add other than what's been said. Again, it's one of my favorites every year. This year does not disappoint. It's a beautiful, beautiful whiskey with layers.
It's an unbelievable finish.
And you can just keep exploring it. Every time, every sip, there's some new nuance that you'll discover. So again, I highly doubt anybody here could find one bottle, but if you do, grab it. Drink it now.
Without a doubt. Well, we're going to rate the William Lew Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey 2021 release. Five sips.
Only five? Only five, Bob?
Has it hit retail yet?
It's the only numbers I have on here.
You can find one for $1 million.
They told me it's supposed to be in the state this week, but I don't think it is. So I don't know.
All right, so let's go to our next whiskey and let's have...
They lie about the dates.
Let's have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. So this one we have is the Four Roses 2021 Limited Edition Small Batch. Comes in at 57.2% ABV, or that's 114.4 proof. This is a non-chilled filtered. This year's Four Roses Limited Edition Small Batch is made from a blend of four different hand-selected batches of bourbon. It's made of 23% OESK 12-year-old, 6% OBSQ 14-year-old, a 13% OBSV 16-year, and a 58% OESV 16-year-old. So, I mean, you're looking at some nice ages there, you know, 12, 14, 13, 16.
The majority of it being 16. The different
yeast combinations, too.
Exactly, you know, so color, you get your typical, you know, nice copper color to it. If it's brown, drink it down, and that's what I will do. On the nose, again, the theme this year seems to be floral notes on the nose. And I'm getting floral notes on the nose right away with a little bit of cherries. And then as you can smell that oak as well. On the palate, let's do this again here.
I thought the oak was more rich than the flowers than this one. But go ahead.
Yeah, man. This is you get some of that nice, that spice there. Mm. It's a nice, beautiful spice of that. You can see that clove and that pepper, a little bit of orange.
On the mouthfeel too. How heavy is this? This thing is just.
It's another one of these ones. Huge. That just coats your mouth. I mean, I could wax poetic about the last one. This one's kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. You just kind of coats your mouth. But I don't think this is the best limited edition batch that I've had.
Last year's was the best.
Right. I mean, I've had.
Last year's was the bomb.
But, I mean, this one is really nice. Don't get me wrong, but yeah. I'm not turning it down. But you know what you get on the finish is you get like a bitter chocolate on the finish. You get like a little bitter, you know, like a dark chocolate finish on it. You know,
it's chocolate. You're bitter.
I'm bitter. The chocolate is not.
If there's anybody bitter at this table, it sure as hell is you, not Brent.
You know, and also on the finish is that the vanilla really comes through as well. Mm. It's, you know, so it's.
I think the vanilla is part of this, just what I get is an overwhelming sense of creaminess. It's just creamy.
The mouthfeel is creamy.
Right. Its viscosity is beautiful. It just coats it. But that creaminess.
It's a completely different creaminess from our last one that we had. Yes. The last one was like a little bit bolder. You know, creaminess, and this one here is a nice, nice, soft and creamy, and you know, really pleasant.
I think that there's more tannin in this one. That's what's cutting down some of that creaminess.
I don't know. It's tan. It's buttery. It's creamy. But
it's more tannin. It's more tannin than the last one. Well,
the last one had older whiskey in it.
Oh yeah. Okay. Good.
There was a.
So don't.
It was either an 18.
Heavy cream in the whiskey. Although yeah. I wonder. Do people do that?
I believe there was a 19 in last year's blend.
Like Kahlua and cream type thing? Does anyone do a cream whiskey drink?
Well, there's a bourbon cream coming out of
Buffalo Trace has a bourbon cream.
Yeah, there's a few places that have bourbon cream.
There's this brand called Brown Jug I love. That's great, too. But there's no cocktail with the cream and bourbon, is it? That being said, do not make a cocktail with this. We will hunt you down and find you and hunt you. You know,
I thought you were suggesting to use this for cocktails.
Yeah, I was wondering where the hell he was going.
He started going over the creaminess of the last one.
Yeah, go with their regular single, with their regular single barrel to make a cocktail or their small batch or something. This here is meant to be enjoyed neat, really. And the finish doesn't quit.
Did anybody dare to add water?
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Not even me. I'm still.
Nope.
I don't have enough left in my glass to bother.
I didn't today. But when we were at the KBF a couple weeks ago, the first night, they had this at the tent. So me and Brent tried as hard as we could to kill a bottle of this before the evening was over.
I've been drinking, so it took me a while to get KBF.
I did put some water in a couple of them, and it didn't really change it for me. It didn't get any better. It didn't get any worse. I mean, it stood up to the water, but I didn't notice any change. So, but I think it's fantastic. I wouldn't say that last year's was better. I'd say this one's different than last year. But I think it's fantastic.
Well, Harmeet's different. You know, different isn't necessarily bad. It's just different.
I mean, it's got everything that you want in a classic Four Roses.
I heard another one that was watching Foundation on Apple TV, and it's like, different doesn't always mean special either. So. You can be different, but I'm special.
You are special.
You are special.
You are special. Your mom has been saying that for years. Yeah. She's special.
Is what you call the window licker on the short bus. Yeah. So we're going to be rating the Four Roses 2021 Limited Edition Small Batch, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness.
All right, so we're going to go for Maury for our last whiskey.
Well, thank you, Bob. Our last whiskey is the Parker's Heritage Collection Heavy Char Wheat Whiskey, coming in at 61.1% ABV or 122 proof. It's 11 years old. This year's release is the 15th edition of the Parker's Heritage Collection and continues the Heavy Char trio that began with Heavy Char Rye in 2019, followed by last year's Heavy Char Bourbon. Made from 75 barrels charred for 1 minute and 30 seconds to a level 5 char, as opposed to the traditional 40-second char for a level 3 for Heaven Hill. It was aged for 11 years on the 6th floor of Warehouse Y. The heavy char allowed Heaven Hill's traditional wheat whiskey mash bill of 51% wheat, 37% corn, and 12% malted barley to interact more with the oak, extracting a mix of sweetness filled with hints of molasses and butterscotch. This release is only the second time the wheat whiskey mash bill has been featured in the Parker's Heritage Collection, with the first released in 2014 as an original batch cask strength. So, let's talk about the actual whiskey. Again, a beautiful copper color. It's got a really inviting nose with our typical hints of spice and vanilla and burnt sugar on the palate. It's got a nice viscosity. It's got a beautiful body. I get notes of butterscotch and caramel. And it has, I would say, a medium finish. It's a really interesting whiskey. You get a little hint of that smoke that kind of filters in and out, but it's by no means a smoky whiskey. Another beautiful product from Parker's Heritage. Brent, what do you think? I know this is a perennial favorite of yours.
Yeah, this one here, right off the bat, I could smell the oak immediately. I mean, it was, you know, from that heavy char, you could just smell the oak. And it took a little while before the vanilla and the butterscotch, you know, kind of seeped through it because of how heavy it was.
It's not just oak; it's barrel char. This is
char. I mean, you're, and it's.
I mean, this is not there. Isla whiskey, like Maury said. This is not smoky whiskey, like Scotch,
But there are whiffs of the smoke, remember, these whiskeys have been sitting in our glasses for well over an hour, and we've really had an opportunity to witness it change.
Yes,
and I agree. When it first came out of the bottle,
It was a little different. Once it's kind of settled down a little bit, now you're on the palate, you get that molasses, that butterscotch, you get those, that, you know, that char from the oak, you get that. It really does come through in the
we have to stress this: when you first pour this from a fresh bottle that's had no headspace, it is overpowering with that oak and char. You're not going to get any subtle notes. You have to let this sit. Or what's the other solution, kids?
Hot water.
There you go.
Don't add water.
Give me guff about this every time. I censored myself. Who actually says guff?
Apparently you just did. But more than any whiskey we've had today, this one has evolved the most in the glass. This whiskey was at least 2 points lower on my rating scale when we first opened it as compared to now.
Yeah.
It's really bumped up with both water, air, time.
Okay, I'm a freaking retailer, so I know when people buy stuff.
Not just a retailer.
I'm a freaking retailer. Freaking.
So that's what most of his customers say when they go in there. That freaking guy.
I have to deal with that freaking guy.
Yeah. What's the point is, people don't wait, and we have to tell you, because
this requires time.
Buy this bottle now. If you want to open it, wait 5 years or give it 2 hours in a decanter. Nobody does that. But they blame me when the wine wasn't perfect. But this, and with whiskeys too, sometimes you have to give them air. You have to give them water.
This one hugely benefited from time in the glass. Huge.
Absolutely. You cannot pour this and drink it down.
No. This needs time. This needs a drop of water. And once it hits it, it just explodes. It's absolutely fantastic. Plus, it's an interesting study in the difference between smoke and barrel char, because, you know, people think that's the same. It's not the same.
No, nothing close.
You know, I'm not even talking per se peaty whiskey, but where people will smoke certain portions of the grain bill with whatever smoking agent. It's more of a char than it is a smoke, but it's well done. So we're going to rate the Parker's Heritage Collection Heavy Char Wheat Whiskey. Well-deserved 5 sips. Well, that's all the time we have today. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and you can catch all of our episodes where you found this one, as well as on terrestrial and satellite radio, and online at iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, CBS Radio, Radio.com, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, pretty much any place you can listen to a podcast. The easiest way to find the show on your phone is to ask Alexa, Siri, Google, or whoever the woman is that talks back to you on your phone to play podcasts, Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback. You can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com, and our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands of other fans on those social media platforms. You can check us out on Instagram at @sipsudsandsmokes or at @mademanbob. Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. It's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. You can also check out Brent, Maury, and myself on Facebook at the Bourbon Mafia. We're a Bourbon Mafia is a nonprofit organization composed of bourbon enthusiasts and industry professionals with a passion for charitable work. I want to thank our co-host for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks for having me. Where's that spit? Never mind. We never needed that tonight.
Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another delightful day in the basement.
I do enjoy the fall for some reason. I don't know why.
It's a nice chill in the air.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Bob. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams to all of you.
No, I'm still not buying it. Thank you, Harm. What the heck?
How can I follow that wonderful Robin Leach outro? Let me just say, what's fricassee? Chicken fricassee. I love that word.
What the heck is he talking about?
It's fried.
You ever have fricassee chicken? It's a southern thing. Fricassee.
Fried.
No. What planet does he live on?
You don't remember Foghorn Leghorn?
Well, I say I do, sir.
There you go.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.